Good afternoon, Dr. Schneid, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry in Ryan Gorst. This goes to Dr. Hamby. On 3/10/22, Mr. Gorst performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the NIH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. With minimal airways obstruction period after bronchodilators, the restrictive component remained with total resolution of the airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was slightly less than 0.8 period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction and minimal reversible airways obstruction period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brenda Forletta, F-O-R-L-E-T-T-A. This goes to the VA. On 3/10/22, Mrs. Forletta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no airways obstruction period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period, new paragraph compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without demonstrable bronchial reactivity. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 3/10/22, Mrs. Holmes performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period after walking 351 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%. Period, new paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-bronchodilator spirometry on Joyce Grizzetti. On 3/10/22, Mrs. Grizzetti, scratch this one. I'll go on to the next. 6-minute walk test. Rose Delpezzo, D-E-L-P-E-Z-Z-O. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/10/22, Mrs. Beth Delpezzo performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. After walking 119 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 92%, and the test was terminated due to leg and back pain. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.